With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Federal Communications Commission votes along party lines to reinstate net neutrality rules.
Net neutrality is the idea internet service providers will treat all customers equally, banning practices that throttle back or block certain sites or apps, or offering higher speeds to customers who pay more. The telecommunications industry was against restoring the rules, calling it unnecessary government interference in business decisions. The FCC votes were split by political affiliation. Net neutrality was first introduced during the Obama administration. Then the FCC repealed the rules in 2017 under the Trump administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says ignorance is driving much of the pro-Hamas protest on college campuses. He says school administrators should address the problem first by suspending any protester who crosses the line.
And then say, look, you're not getting back into school until you attend a two-hour debate on what's going on in the Middle East. You're going to have to sit, listen quietly, and you're going to be tested afterwards on your knowledge of the arguments on both sides.
He says any students who are unable to articulate the arguments should remain suspended. He was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony, and dozens more students were arrested there. Students at Columbia University are filing a federal civil rights lawsuit. They filed the complaint with the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights Thursday, demanding an investigation into the school's actions against pro-Hamas students. This is SRN News. Queer trans activist threatening a British doctor. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Hilary Cass is the lead author of a new study that concludes there is no evidence that allowing children to undergo sex change operations improves their mental health. Transgender organizations have condemned her, and Dr. Cass tells the Times of London that she's getting numerous death threats via social media. The police have advised the 66-year-old physician not to take the bus or the subway for fear she might be attacked. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
States are preparing to file lawsuits against new Biden administration rules that would promote transgenderism in public schools. The recently issued rules would violate a number of state laws, barring males from using female restrooms in schools, among other things. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti says, quote, "We're prepared to fight any unlawful regulations that redefine what sex really means," end quote. This is SRN News. The Scottish National Party's power-sharing deal with the Scottish Green Party is scrapped.
We now know that agreement has been brought to an end by the First Minister, Hamza Youssef. The Greens had been due to have a vote of their membership on whether to continue with that agreement that came after, as you mentioned, unhappiness over watering down of climate targets here in Scotland and the reaction to the caste review into gender identity services. Green members wanted to have a vote in several weeks' time over whether to continue in the power-sharing agreement, but it's now been brought to an abrupt end by the First Minister himself.
Parts of the central U.S. bracing for severe weather. Large hail, heavy downpour, isolated tornadoes possible from the Texas Panhandle to southern Nebraska. More dangerous weather forecast on Friday and Saturday from Oklahoma to Iowa. More details at SRNnews.com.